Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, January 24th. You'll be interested to know, 40 years ago, today, in 1984, Steve Jobs introduced Apple's revolutionary computer, the Macintosh, just 2 days after the groundbreaking commercial, 1984, aired before a national television audience, heralding the product's impending release. This moment marked a significant turning point in personal computing, showcasing innovative technology and marketing strategies that would reshape the industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell on Friday, with clean conditions in the morning and light offshore winds, turning semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Saturday, expect knee-high swell with semi-choppy conditions and onshore winds. Sunday will also feature knee-high swell with semi-choppy conditions and increasing onshore winds. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 1+ feet until noon. After that, it turns fair to clean until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3.5-foot outgoing high tide, when the east swell is 0.5 foot at 18 seconds, and the offshore wind is 9 mph. The first low tide Friday will be 0 foot just before 1 a.m. with a 3-foot high tide at 8. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 44 degrees with 16 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:14 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:47. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high around 62 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 49 and a gentle wind. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain showers starting Saturday morning with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 57. The chance of rain continues through the weekend with lows around 50. Monday brings more rain with highs near 53. Tuesday offers a chance of rain in the afternoon, turning mostly sunny later with highs near 54. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 45. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego Fire Rescue is facing proposed budget cuts, raising concerns about community safety. Mayor Todd Gloria stated, "We have always tried to spare police and fire from the worst of any particular cuts, as the city grapples with a budget deficit exceeding $250 million. The cuts could impact dispatch operations, eliminate the fire academy, and reduce helicopter staffing." Assistant Chief Dan Eddy expressed confidence in their preparedness, despite potential savings from unfilled positions. He highlighted the importance of mutual aid agreements and urged homeowners to actively participate in fire prevention efforts by clearing brush and reporting hazards. Now on to sports. On Conference Championship Sunday, the Eagles host the Washington Commanders in Philadelphia. The Eagles, 6-point favorites, aim to avenge their December loss, despite Jalen Hurts' knee injury being a bit of a concern. The Commanders, riding a 6-game winning streak, are led by Jaden Daniels, who scored 5 touchdowns during their last matchup. Daniel seeks to guide the Commanders to a historic Super Bowl berth. Expect a thrilling NFC Championship clash with an over-under set at 59. This game kicks off at 3 Eastern on Fox. In Kansas City, the Chiefs host the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship clash. The Chiefs, pursuing a third straight Lombardi Trophy, feature stars like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and are eager to maintain their postseason dominance over the Bills. Kansas City is favored by 2, with the over-under at 48.5. Meanwhile, Buffalo, led by MVP hopeful Josh Allen, aims to break their playoff curse. The game is on CBS at 3:30 Eastern. In local sports, last night, the Lakers beat the Celtics with a 117-96 victory at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James showcased dominance, while Anthony Davis added 24 points and 14 rebounds. The Lakers improved to 24-18, maintaining their strong home record. Tomorrow night, the Lakers take on the Golden State Warriors at Chase Center. Saturday afternoon, the Kings at 25-14-5 take on the Blue Jackets in Columbus. Adrian Kempe leads LA with 23 goals. The Kings, seeking redemption after a tough loss to Edmonton, are up against the formidable Blue Jackets, standing at 23-18-7. In top news, scientists have made a groundbreaking discovery that could redefine the boundaries between life and death. About 5 years ago, Dr. Zvonimir Vrsaljca and his team at Yale School of Medicine revived a dead pig brain using a machine called BrainX. They deprived the brain of oxygen and then pumped a mixture of preserving agents and drugs into it. Remarkably, the brain began resuming basic functions, though it remained unconscious. This research challenges our understanding of death, with the doctor noting, "We're at a real paradigm-shifting moment." The team is now studying donated human brains, navigating complex ethical considerations. In business news, during his speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Donald Trump pressured the Federal Reserve to reduce interest rates, claiming that lower oil prices could lead to such cuts. He stated, "With oil prices going down, I'll demand that interest rates drop immediately." Trump also briefly touched on his tariff plans, urging businesses to produce in America to benefit from low taxes, while warning that tariffs would apply to those who do not. He proposed tariffs of 25% on Canada and Mexico, as well as significant levies on Chinese imports, raising concerns about potential inflation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 105,000. Ethereum is just under 3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is 27 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI has launched Operator, an innovative web automation tool that employs a computer-using agent model to assist users with on-screen tasks. Available for subscribers of the $200 per month ChatGPT Pro plan, Operator interacts with computer interfaces just like a human would. It captures screenshots, analyzes them, and executes tasks through simulated keyboard and mouse inputs. Though it excels in repetitive tasks, it struggles with complex editing, achieving only a 40% success rate in such scenarios. OpenAI emphasizes safety and privacy, implementing controls to protect user data and requiring confirmations for sensitive actions. And in entertainment news. This week, our film and television experts have curated 10 must-watch shows and movies for your streaming pleasure. First on Peacock Catch, Laid, featuring Stephanie Hsu in a twisted rom-com about a woman confronting the unusual deaths of her former boyfriends. And on Netflix, they've brought back the sensation, Squid Game, as player 456 faces new challenges. Also on Netflix, Ashura, which follows four sisters dealing with their father's affair. And there's also American Primeval and Harley Quinn to check out. On Max, The Pid offers a realistic look at healthcare through the eyes of a doctor. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American economist and author, Thomas Sowell. And he said, "It takes considerable knowledge just to realize the extent of your own ignorance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.